Welcome to this special bonus episode of the Passive House podcast. I'm Zach Semke, director of Passive House Accelerator, and we're pleased to be sharing a series of bonus episodes recorded at the International Passive House Conference 2023 in Wiesbaden, Germany. These interviews were made possible by support from Icon Windows and Doors, Innotech Windows and Doors, Intelligent Membranes, Minotaur, and Proclima. Please enjoy this bonus episode.
Welcome, Juan Manuel Castaño Salvador.
This is good.
To the Passive House podcast. I really appreciate you coming in. And your company name is Castaño y Asociados. And you are based in Sevilla, right?
Yes, it is.
And you have been working on Passive House for quite some time now.
Yeah.
In southern Spain, which is probably not the easiest climate in which to try and introduce Passive House to, yes?
Yes, we have been working in Passive House since 2013, so it's a long way, you know, and I appreciate very much this interview with you, you know. And yes, the south of Spain, hasn't been easy with Passive House, but now is boosting, and the Passive House standard, it's really developing quite good. Because we have some very interesting climates for the Passive House. It's everybody has in mind that it's hot climates, and it's true that they are hot, but not as hot as Dubai, for example. And there are some Passive House is 35 in Dubai, no?
Mm-hmm.
And in some areas it's a little bit cold or fresh, but not so cold as in Germany or in Finland, no? So it's pretty well balanced, the hot and the cold in our projects, no? And of course we have to deal with some challenges and with some difficulties around, no? But well, we are fighting, and we nowadays in Andalusia we have a handful of family houses that are certified. There is a hotel which I'm going to talk about in the conference, which is certified and in usage. And for example, now we have just finished some multifamily blocks that are going to be the first multifamily blocks in the south of Spain. No?
And are those multifamily, are they social housing or are they private development?
Up to now they are private.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We have social housing. Passive House social housing, but in the north, not yet in the south.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great that there's private developers are interested in Passive House.
Yes.
So what's the size of that development?
These are two blocks of around 22 units each block. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. It's in Malaga, and it's a climate similar to California, it's a mild climate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is that completed or is that under construction? Or?
It's just finished certified. On Monday, we gave the certificates and the plaque.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the hotel that you're going to be talking about later.
Yeah, the hotel, it's in Sevilla, Sevilla. Sevilla has a climate similar to Las Vegas, to that area. No, it's hot. We reach 47 degrees Celsius in summer. This is, I think it's around 115 Fahrenheit, no? And so it's hot in summer, but we also have a winter. In winter, the average temperature is 10 degrees, no? That if you tell this to a Norwegian or to a Canadian, they will laugh.
But now it's 10 degrees,
but
right?
It's fresh. But it's fresh, so we have to deal with it, no? And in this case, it's a hotel in a hot climate, and it's small. And in this case, the size matters because it's much more difficult to develop it. It's a family house size. It's 250 TFA square meters, no?
Yeah.
But with all the utilities and all the building services of a hotel, no? That you have a lot of pipes, tubes, HVACs. Airtightness has been very difficult, but there was a very big commitment between all the parties in this project, the architects, we were the consultants, the contractor, the owners, no? And we made a lot of lower door testing so we could achieve the goal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so what were the most important design elements that you brought to the hotel? Or not you, because you were the certifiers, yes?
Yeah.
And the consultants. Yeah. But were there big changes that you had to persuade them to adopt? Or?
We had, it's a retrofit because the facade, it's historically protected. No, so there was a lot
to
of things.
Make it more challenging. Yeah.
I think one of the big things that we gave was the cooling system, because we had many challenges, as I've said. For example, the height of the, it has low height. Uh-huh. So we don't have much things to do, no? And it's, although it's a very hot climate, it's cooled by a cooling floor. Floor, with a plus of the supply air cooling. So we don't have big HVAC ducts. We don't have fan coils or splits or whatever. So we saved a lot of space and noise, because we didn't have to deal with the noise of a conventional HVAC system. Although if it is passive, it wouldn't be silent, but it was easier like this. Yeah.
So can you talk about what a cooling floor is? Because I don't think I've ever been in a building with a cooling floor.
You are taking small water pipes below the floor, mm-hmm. below the tiles, mm-hmm. in a package of insulation and a little bit of mortar, no, of a coating, no. So if you circulate cool water, the floor will be cool.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, no. So it's very comfortable, because you know that we feel the temperature from the radiant. Is the average of the mm-hmm. radiant surfaces and the air temperature, mm-hmm. no. So it's very comfortable, and it was very useful here. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this a common technology in Seville? Is that used often?
Not often, but it is used. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive than an HVAC system, mm-hmm. no? But it is a little bit more comfortable, although in passive house everything is very comfortable.
Yeah.
And well, you save height, and you avoid noise or many struggles with a normal HVAC system. Yeah.
And what about heating the domestic water?
Yeah, it's this floor cooling and heating, it's made by the heat pump. Uh-huh. This heat pump is the makes also hot water, domestic hot water. Uh-huh. But the main part, the 74% of the domestic hot water, is made by solar thermal panels. So the heat pump is only helping, not supporting the system, mm-hmm. in winter when there is less sun radiation.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. right. So that's yeah. great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so are there exterior shading elements?
Of course, but in this case, and you can see the pictures, because the facade was historically protected. The shading, it's traditional. It's called Alicantina blinds. It's these roller blinds that are in the Mediterranean, no?
Uh-huh.
And it's they are hand uh-huh. they are not automatized.
Uh-huh.
And even in the patio, because one of the challenges of this hotel was all the rooms are directly accessed by a patio, no? And in the patio we have also an awning for this.
Yeah.
So this awning is shading the whole windows of all the windows of the patio.
And yeah. is that a retractable?
Yeah, it's retractable.
Yeah.
So in summer it's always there, and in winter they open it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And what's the name of the hotel?
It's a Triana Boutique Hotel. So
okay, so people can search for it.
Yeah, people can live a hot climate, passive house experience.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great that people could have the opportunity to experience it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's functioning. And this summer, for example, we were there, no? And it was amazing when you go inside the patio and then you go inside a room, how you feel the cool, no? It's really... And even the owners of the hotel, we're lowering, although in PHPP we are calculating at 25 degrees Celsius, but they were lowering it to 21.
And it still works. So,
and it works, yeah. And
that's
it works.
Wonderful. Yeah. And and how about your own? Do you have a house that's also a passive house?
Not yet.
Not yet? Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. Now I am. We are starting to make a retrofit. Yeah. For us. Yeah.
Well, that's a big challenge and exciting.
Yeah.
Project.
Yeah.
To embark.
It's injecting the virus, like the doctors.
Well, and you have other projects ahead of you now that you've finished the multifamily one.
Yeah, now it's interesting because there is a lot of movement. And for example, they are calling us for some nursery homes. That is very interesting because of air quality, comfort, and all this, no? And yes, there are even some retrofits of sport halls, no? And gymnasiums, no?
Wow.
And so it's very moving. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. Apart from multifamily houses that we are doing, for example, there was somebody from Florida here that was involved in a very big 500 square meter multifamily house, and somebody told him that it was too big and for passive house or something, and we are doing this also, but of course. We can discuss how sustainable is this, but if you are going to do, just make it passive house.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I very much appreciate you coming by, and I look forward, hopefully, to being able to hear your talk later.
Yeah, thank you very much, and congrats for the very good job that the Passive House Accelerator is doing. Yeah.
Thank you.